spin, and this is the best it'll ever be. Save it for another day. It's all good.
What about if I listen to it on the radio and not be on the phone parts, so I can still hear it?
That's what you're doing anyway. This is already
recorded.
No, I'm recorded. This is recorded.
Hey, just here's the thing, just in case you're not glancing at it now, Sky Goddess Sue says she's in Rome, and she was wondering, Ion, if there's something she can check out on the Point St. Angelo for our Ion Not Knowing.
Oh, she could, but it'd be more fun go to run over to Vatican City and see how tall their wall is. And tell her to go buy some condoms and take them to the Pope so he can even cover up his TT.
And the Pope says, no,
it's okay.
Less sensation.
He said it was okay. He said it was okay. And none of that lambskin either. Get the good stuff.
Fuck that
Get some
shit.
Trojan. Get some Trojan man. Some Trojan man. That's what he wants.
Okay, Dave. You're muted, maybe, Dave. How come I can hear you? I just muted everybody. It didn't work. Fucking hell, won't let me mute.
All participants are now muted.
Now we did it. Okay, Dave. We don't take instructions from Sue Bone until she lets me post her dialogues with me last week on her Facebook. I posted them, and she took them off. She wants to hide her Facebook life from my own life. We don't allow that kind of separation. Okay, I'll unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
That's what happened on 11-22-63.
Stephen King TV show. That's a good TV show, Dave. Watch 11-22-63. They're doing the Kennedy assassination, and they go through all the people, all the famous people. Yeah, it's pretty neat. This guy goes back.
They go back in time to change it, to undo it. JJ did it again. Where in the world
JJ
would he come up with such a topic? Where else would he come up with such a topic? Wow.
Yeah, he'd get it from me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ion.
Are you back?
Ion.
Go ahead.
Ion. Someone's screaming through. Ion. Crash.
Ion. Is the portal, is the way that the guy goes through the door in the diner and that he can stay any number of years in that other time and come back in only
mirror.
2 minutes?
It's in the mirror. Not the door. It's the mirror. It's the mirror in the diner.
He goes through the door.
Who is that?
It's not. That's not the portal. It's the mirror.
Oh, but why do they show him going to the door?
Why do they show you sitting at the bar at La Mertage when you go through the bathroom to go to other worlds?
Oh, okay. And but is that a true representation of how it can happen? You can spend 30 years on the other side, come back, and only 2 minutes have passed?
Or it doesn't even be 2 minutes. It's nothing.
Okay. And then the person remembers everything.
Wow.
Yeah, and just when you thought it was over, guess what, Bob? We are not through with Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You hear that,
Is
Dave?
It coming back?
They're not through with Fringe, Dave. Are you gone?
Yeah.
You left, Dave? Are you missing yourself?
No.
You missing out?
No.
Get out.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
What's Susanna saying?
You don't have
coming
to be.
In.
You don't
flying
have to
in.
Be.
You're
she's
flying
doing
in,
something.
Susanna?
She's in. She's out. She's over. She's coming. She's gone. She's nothing. She's nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
Let me ask this. Music, Bob said music was one level fallen down. Do you agree?
It's been 7 years, 6 months, and 11 days since your last Fringe.
Okay, so if music is a fallen condition, is fossil law, do you consider that music?
No, not music.
Hey, Susanna, let's consider this. Susanna, consider this. Sheila Kern likes to say that Ion showed up on her birthday, March 18th. But that was not recorded. It was recorded for the first time on Carolyn's birthday, March 20th. I think we have to start emphasizing Carol. I mean, here it is, the seventh fucking year, and it's Carol's birthday, it's Palm Sunday, it's Nuttin' Day, Global Nuttin' Day or something.
It's also International Happiness Day.
Yeah, now there's Carol can be the poster child of that.
Oh, we need to get
She's the happiest person in history.
So what is that show, Hung, where he was the happiness consultant?
Yeah, Hung, good show, porno.
Yeah, happiness consultant.
Yeah, happiness. Yeah, that's Jade, happiness consultant. We make your day.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Mm,
happy anniversary for I Am Down, yay.
Yeah. Seven. What does that seven-year cycle mean, Ion? What does that mean for us? Where are we? Have we landed?
We don't. Who knows? It's cyclical. She's cycling. It's cycling.
Recycling.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Even Angela showed up, Susanna. Even Angela's here.
It's the reunion. Now, y'all get margarita. Y'all get margarita and we'll have a party.
Yeah, we wait for margarita. She tips the tipping point.
But isn't eight the number? Eight is the number, right?
Two?
Isn't it the number?
What?
Eight.
Oh,
eight.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
No.
That's
it's
right.
Like the five bodies. We buried them, too. It took a minute, but we got rid of those little bastards, too. Yeah, we're fixing to go after the... We're fixing to go after all the holy orifices. Going after them. Yes, Lord. Them holy orifices.
Zappa,
gone.
Peter,
they're gone. They're gone.
The fluid, the roots,
Peter,
they're all going down.
Hell yeah. The holy
Yeah.
We're not a fighter. You just be still. We're the lover.
We're in the eighth year. We're in the eighth year.
Yeah, we're in the eighth year,
so we are in the eighth year. Because, you know, we're talking about the octave, there's a big thing.
Yeah.
The eight cells is all you need. The eight perfect cells. And then there's eight suns.
What was your topic, Susanna? I just got the name Susanna 803, but what was your topic? You got your
they got Hillary Clinton. They got Hillary Clinton on this. The Hillary Clinton
press conference.
She's in Congress.
What is it? She bought the
Stolten family.
Oh my gosh.
I agree.
Well, don't to be rough on Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's doing the best she can do.
Sure.
Hey, Ion. Will you please list the eight platonic solids?
No.
No.
First of all, there's not any platonic solids.
Okay. Well, I don't remember when it was, but you said there are eight platonic solids maybe last week.
Susanna, what was your topic? I'm writing notes here. What did you first come in asking about?
I don't remember. Oh, music.
There's only
music.
Irregular polygons. There's only irregular polygons. That's what we said last week. They can't meet at the vertex. You know that.
Yeah. Irregular polygons.
Suffering cats.
Bobby, is music solid being a fallen state? Which I didn't get an answer on.
Yeah. That's right. Too much yelling. Nobody staying focused.
No, they were focused, all right. They were focusing on yelling, Bob. They were really focused, though.
So fossil law is not music, is what Ion said.
Wow.
That is correct. That is what we said.
So life after love, do you believe in life after love?
That was for Dr. Dean. That was the share song for Dr. Dean.
Yeah.
On the bone anniversary.
is there a relationship between the forced marital union, the union, the un-ion, Bob.
The forced marital?
What's that?
Ion said the forced marital.
The forced marital.
You know it was a shotgun wedding, Bob. You know that. the plane had to go to the courthouse. They were trying to go to a church, and Carolyn had to buy her own damn ring. You know that.
That's true. That is true. It was a forced wedding. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ion, can a fractal antenna access human thoughts?
It does. You tell him, Hillary. You tell him.
Thanks, Hillary. Does the fractal antenna on the phone only listen?
No.
Or can it also send?
We said no, so yes, to both.
Okay. What frequency does the fractal antenna use to tune into the cloud?
It varies. It varies. That's the thing. It rolls. Playfair ciphers only apply if you have the code.
Okay, so explain the factors that determine the different frequencies that vary in the connection between the fractal antenna and the cloud.
No, you write it.
Okay.
Ion, what impact is the new app for the watch and the EEG going to have on the world?
11.
There's 11.
Code Flappy Bird.
What was Angela's question?
Ion, explain the difference between code and patterns.
Flappy Bird, we already did.
Okay.
What was Angela's question, Chad?
About the, go ahead.
No, you go.
She's asking about the EEG watch, the watches that, like, pick up on your EEG.
Yeah, I'm designing an app for it. So I just want to know what kind of impact it's going to have on the world.
This is an app about the watchers, or it's a particular kind of watch?
No, new watch. You know, like you wear a
computer watch.
Yeah, like a smart watch.
A watch, EEG watch.
Smart watch.
Watches you.
Develop it with Ion.
Ion can help you.
Yeah, so it uses your brainwaves to interact with your surroundings. And then in the dreams I'm having at the moment, it shows that it's a training ground for people to do, gods to do it in the real world in the future, in the higher dimensions.
Hey, Chad, this is the thing about Angela. She actually came in with the idea of inventing something, but she never gets to ask Ion about her invention. She's always just coming up with inventive ideas, but she doesn't know to ask Ion. She's halfway there. She's doing the right thing, trying to use invention, but she
ask Ion a question about your project to help you get to the next step, like I'm doing with my code, asking questions. There's got to be something.
So once it's built, is it going to have a profound impact on society and how we use technology? And is it a building ground?
No, you're worrying about the effect. You got to how to make it first.
Oh yeah, no, we're working on how to make it. Like that's.
No. See, you add.
But I can help you get there faster.
Yeah, but what you're leaving out.
What do you think of the smartwatch app?
Ion doesn't think, Angela. Ion doesn't think.
Or what do you know about it? Is it useful in society? Chad,
don't worry about that. Ask if there's any component that you can add to it to make it more in line with the new environment.
Is there any components we can add to it to make it align with the new environment, the ascending environment, the playground for gods and super gods?
Hey, sorry, I didn't hear the first one.
Come on, Ion. Come on, boy.
No. Yes. Two. No. No. Okay, if you want to.
So you got to re-listen and line up the answers with all your questions.
Would non-physical bless this creation, this invention now, and what would it
do? No, because it supports the Android meme. So no.
No. No blessing there.
You don't need hardware to make our software work.
Oh, I know that, but that's what the dreams are telling me. It's only an interlude. It's only like a training
template.
So let's make a mechanical bride. So let's make a mechanical bride until we can get a real bride. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it basically unlocks all the vibrational hertz levels and frequencies of every object in reality. And then it, you can use your brain to move.
It's surreality.
Age in the new environment.
It's surreality.
Surreality.
Mm-hmm.
What's defined as surreality?
S-U-R, surrealism.
Mm-hmm, surreal.
Oh, yeah, surreality. And it also goes into the VR, the new environment of VR.
Eventually.
Yeah. So does it work?
In our world, it does.
Because I'm trying to invoke Steve Jobs and a scientist called Fife.
You have no code.
Help that be built on.
You have no code, Angela.
You don't know code, but they.
He got no game.
You got no game, Angela. Pay attention, Angela. He's talking to you.
He's in the Amari Earn JWs anyway.
Yeah, he's working with JW on the mantelpiece, Angela. You know that.
It's a shelf. It's not a mantel.
But is it possible to work with Steve Jobs?
It's a fucking shelf, Angela, for fuck's sake. It's a goddamn shelf, not a mantel. That made Karen laugh at her birthday. She's having a happy birthday. Made her laugh.
Steve Jobs is in the Amari vase.
Hey, happy birthday.
With Steve Jobs.
That's right, Jen. Yes. Steve Jobs in the Amari vase.
Hey, Ian, are the fractals in our lipids going to, is that what connects us to your cloud?
Not permanently, no.
That's a loaded question. That's Susanna trying to do NLP on Ion. You know, like pick the code words and throw it back at Ion and see if he falls for it. I got that, Susanna. I heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ion, since you said we don't need hardware to make software work, does that mean that the fractal antenna is not hardware?
Write the code and you will see.
Chad, hey Chad, a couple weeks ago when I was talking about pi being finite or not, they brought up, Ion, you brought up fractal as a limited antenna that was related to space and amplification. Is that right?
Well, you're quoting us, so it must be.
Well, my notes are somewhat vague, so I just wanted to bring some more detail to that. Maybe.
Well, wait about really three and a half check. More years. Wait in about 3.5 years, and Bob will catch up to his notes, and then he'll be able to verify once he sees it from the peat bog.
So a fractal can be thought.
The beings that are teaching me how to engage in the environment in fractality without using hardware
sad.
At the moment.
It's sad, Angela.
Another knockdown punch on Angela. You just keep running into Ion's punches,
happy,
Angela.
It's happy. It's okay. It's no worries. Just don't focus on that. Get it to it. And then you'll have, then if you prove it, then you can come back and you're going to recreate it. Carolyn makes all kinds of things, and then she makes it, and then she comes backwards and proves it after she's made it. She doesn't have to worry about it. It's all good. And so far, she's batting 1,000.
So make it and then improve it.
Prove it, not improve it. Prove it.
Make it and then prove it. Okay. Make it and then prove that it works.
Is the spirit
go
of
prove
Steve Jobs
that it is. You don't have to. If you're making it and it works, it already works. If you make it, if you have it in your hand, it is. Then you say, here it is. Well, prove it. Well, here it is. God damn it. It's right here. This is it. This is what it is. Well, God and damn it. If you can't, then it is. Okay. Good. You done it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ta-da.
You got a name?
Prove
for
it and then improve it if you want.
Has Ion
very good, Dave.
Print?
You're still here, Dave. Wise move, Dave, staying here.
Hippity hop to the barbershop.
Get out. I love that fucking song.
Hey, drum. Look at that. He's quoting the president. Listen to him.
Yeah, and will Trump wear one in the future?
We already said Bob chose him. And if Bob doesn't change his mind, he's in like Flynn.
He's on the drops too, Angela.
He's gonna. That's why his hair got better. And Bob's gonna broker him in.
You should see the new video of me, Angela, with my new computer, man. You should see. You want to see some shiny skin, Angela? Look at my skin in the new video that Roxy made. My new computer. I've made 600 YouTubes
in
the last 6 years with a lousy computer, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, you're a mutant.
Yes.
And he makes a lot of music.
Look, screaming in like a banshee. What is this banshee mood you've got?
That's right, banshee's about an octave higher. Not shrill enough.
Ion. Higher frequency gets me heard. Is predicating an outcome the same as creative visualization?
No. Creative visualization is what you want to think you create to see. You have to think of something to create to see. A predicated outcome is something that already is that you're bumping into before it is. A predicated outcome means it's prescribed.
It's prescribed. And so is a predicated outcome less limiting than a creative visualization?
Sometimes creatine.
Sometimes creatine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Ion's thinking bodybuilding protein RNA.
Bilirubin.
When can we get some release of that?
Well,
I'm looking forward to ingesting it.
I had the mics open for the last 15 minutes. I think we'll lock them up again and start to get polite again. What do you think?
Lord, suffering kids.
You're referring to the bone marrow.
To inkin, blinkin, and nod. Inkin, blinkin, and nod.
I haven't heard about them in 80 years. He used to be
a wee lass. He was a wee lass back then.
Okay, are you being cryptic on purpose?
Gotta go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like how cryptic is that?
Yeah. That's non-physical taking his power back. Gotta go. Brother, kazoo. What now, dummy?
Yeah.
Well, what is up with the comment of Ethan Blinken and Winken?
Inkin, blinkin, and nod. It's an English story.
Yeah.
English children's story.
Okay.
Inkin, blinkin, and nod went out one day, and then I tuned out. I said, gotta go, so I didn't hear the rest of the story. I only know the first line. So Ion should be back, according to my calculations, looking at our schedule. So
how long are you going on for,
Bob? We go till 10, so that's another hour and a half, Dave.
He says this, he thinks, what about that mix I got to do for those people and going to the gym and getting something to eat? Actually, I'm eating corn chips. They're yummy.
Sorghum, sourgum, whatever it was that I was talking about last night. Sorghum.
Oh, yeah, that kind of.
Sorghum's like a syrup.
Or something.
Well, let's talk to Angela. Let's see if Angela can converse with us.
Hello, Bob.
Yo, Natty is here. Natty has come back. Gee, did you just miss Ion? We're listening, Natty.
Hey, Bob, what are you, Carolyn, doing today?
Nothing.
After the show.
We don't acknowledge birthdays. We don't celebrate. Why be bothered with it, knowing?
Yeah, we're going to be extra happy today.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop every other day just so I could be happy.
Yeah.
Make, don't tarnish this one.
Yeah. At every holiday, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Memorial
Day, big
pressure. Remembrance Day, any fucking holiday, have a contest. Who can say this? And so we say, don't you fucking mention it's a holiday. Whoever gets to say that first, they have they don't have to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to mention holidays. Nobody can mention it. Don't you mention
it. I remember when it was your birthday.
You look great on that video. You look like you're, I don't know, way your hair is darker. Like, remember when you were visiting here and Angela and I noticed that your hair was getting darker from the very top? Like, now it's gone down further. It's like all your hair is getting darker from the top down. Your skin is smooth. You look like a young, what's his name, that fucking rocker from the 50s. You look like one of those.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Like, Elvis.
Jerry Lee Lewis, thank you. Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Well, that's because Roxy tints it up. She's a fashion designer. She can make me look real good. That's all touch-ups by Roxy.
that doesn't have any filtering or anything.
They don't have what?
You.
What?
Doesn't have any filter or anything.
Right.
And
no filter that can do that on the video, Bob.
But, Chad, you realize, Buzz Kosin made 500 videos of me. And other people made videos. And I've been working on a computer from 2009, which I didn't know was that old. Carolyn didn't tell me. She slipped it to me 3 or 4 years ago. I thought it was a nice new computer. And our computer guy came over to put in the new one. He was shocked. He said, you've been using a 2009 computer for 7 years. Carolyn set me up. So all those fucking videos are nothing compared to the ones that Roxy made this week. Because we got a brand new computer.
Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? Don't
it's
just
a high
mean the quality
image.
Your camera?
A better camera.
A HD camera.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess it shows the real me.
But typically HD cameras, like, people are concerned that if, it'll show every little crevice in their skin. Like, it shows more detail. So you have to actually be better looking to look good on an HD camera.
That's right. They actually have to put more makeup and change the lighting and lenses on when TV changed, because suddenly you could see the rings under their eyes and the blemishes and the acne, and that was kind of...
So the point is, I'm so fucking good looking, it doesn't happen to me, right? I look
You're
bad.
Ready. We're ready for HD, Bob. You're ready for HD. Your timing's perfect.
I'm like Zappa albums. They can't be heard until you have the latest technology.
Right.
When Frank put in the music.
Yes.
In 10 years, I'm going to even look better. You should see me. Yeah. I'm bald, and I'm fat and overweight, and I'm fucking ugly, and the camera just won't allow you guys to see that. Just the Android meme. I'm the greatest advocate for the Android meme, so that props me up, makes me look good.
Hey, was your Alan Stinfield interview good?
What'd you say? Alan Steinfeld. Alan Steinfeld?
Yeah. It's interesting because Pauline is much younger than you.
Who is?
And she said, Pauline.
Who's Pauline?
Oliveros.
Oh, yeah. She's younger. Yeah, but who's Pauline? Yeah, she's 82. She's 12 years younger than me.
Yeah, and first she said she only was going to be there for 30 minutes because she gets tired.
Yeah.
And she stayed for an hour, 17 minutes. But
didn't even notice it.
She was sort of, not very energized or... I was worrying, oh, God.
She's not going to make it. But she was staring at me. My brilliant face was holding her up. She just stared at me. And I kept our gaze together, locked in. This Chad is the woman who had a big influence on Zappa. Do you know about her, Pauline Oliveros? You know the story?
Yeah. When I had my band, I used to play with these guys who went to the local... They actually went to... the local community college had a really good music school, and they went there and they took composition. So they introduced me into all like these different artists, and the ones that were into microtonal music, and I think she fell into that category. I know her name from there, and I remember the accordion.
Yeah,
I never really got
that
it.
That would be right.
When you played her song,
yes,
Would it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's
later
Roxy
song last night at the
word,
beginning of the show, right?
Yeah, it's microtonal, right, Roxy? Microtonal accordion.
Well, the thing is with the accordion, when you press it and stretch it, you can have these tones between the tones. So that will be.
Yeah, Chad, you hear our discussion. We did a Zappa thing tonight, me and Roxy. Man, did we flow. We went on for hours just moving along, saying the most profound things. Chad, I got to give you my reviews. You've got to hear these reviews, Chad. They took me over to Reddit, the famous Reddit, right? You know Reddit?
Oh, no, I caught that. I shut down probably right before you guys started the Zappa Hour, and then I just came on again. Like 2 hours ago.
Right.
But I heard everything up until the start of the Zappa.
You heard the reviews.
Yeah.
I think
a few people. They're hilarious, dog.
Yeah, I want to read Sarah. Is Sarah Courtney still here?
Yep, I'm here.
She's worth doing this. She'll love this. So I went over to someone placed me on Reddit, which is some big deal, right? We all know about Reddit, right? We know nothing about it, but we heard of it. And they put me on over there, and mass confusion broke out. They didn't know what they were listening to. It was Ion going on about Trump and how Trump's not going to be president, he's going to be king, and me reviewing a book on McLuhan's religious faith. And so what happened was these people reviewed it. They had to figure out who this Bob guy is. So here's what the remarks are, and they form an incredible five-phase pattern. The first guy says, Bob also channels an alien named Ion in this one, but it's hard to tell. That's the first comment. Absolute schizophrenic fuck-up. Bob, like, I don't know what they're listening to. It's just straight me and then Ion. So this person says, Bob also channels an alien named Ion in this one, but it's hard to tell. Now, what is this hard to tell? Hard to tell what? Whether he's doing it or not. The next guy comes in, it's like Mad Magazine over there, pointing to Payday, right? Then this third guy comes in, he ups the ante. I randomly run across this Bob Dobbs guy 4 or 5 days ago. No one has worked harder than Bob to weave their own myth. Glorious charlatan and rapidly profound McLuhanite. Coincidence? St. McLuhan's a charlatan too, see? So then the fourth guy comes in, he ups the ante, and he says, what's so interesting is I've spent years trying to find someone who can blab on about McLuhan, and the Terrence McKenna snippets were as close as I ever got, until Bob. He is so full of shit, and at the same time, he really is a profound scholar, and he values myth-making, I think. I value myth-making. So then the fifth guy tops them all. I think Neufeld wrote
You're
this.
You're ruining our reputation.
That's right. I think I told on our show, I said, Neufeld, if you're still here, I said, Neufeld wrote this one. So here's what Neufeld said. Dobbs, but it's spelled D-O-D-D-S, so Neufeld covered himself up by misspelling it on purpose. Dobbs runs the solar government. He defeated the German conservative revolutionary movement single-handed in a mighty battle which took place on the astroplane sometime prior to World War II. The battle was for control of the world. Are you still there, Dave? That's You have said that before. Jeff Renz, 2000. So the final guy comes in, the fifth guy, he has to top these first four people. First guy says, Bob channeling an alien named Ion, but it's hard to tell. Next guy says, it's like Mad Magazine over Dobbstown. Third guy says, Bob is a charlatan, but he's profound as a McLuhanite. The fourth guy says, Bob is so full of shit, but he's a profound scholar, but he values myth-making. And then I guess it's six. And then Neufeld says Bob wiped everything out before World War II. And then the hex addict guy says he tops them all. He goes, the film The Matrix got, we know The Matrix is about me, right? The film The Matrix got it wrong. There's really only one world, not two. We are living on the Dobbs Death Star now. We are living on the, how's that? I've been talking hologram for 2 months now. This guy gets it. We are living on the Dodds, D-O-D-D-S, Death Star now. How's that for reviews on Reddit? Pretty good.
Do you think these are your nemesis from the subgenius?
folks over there?
No, the sub-G's just say, this guy is a fucking asshole. This guy is a, we're reporting him to YouTube. You get serious lawsuits when a sub-genius comes in. These guys are just confused. Discordians or something. They're Discordians. They come from Robert Anton.
It's good to hear some feedback from people on the internet besides the sub-geniuses, because it's kind of
right.
The same shit over and over and over again that they say
right.
About Bob and I.
These guys are original. They're confused. They're interested. They're intrigued. Yeah. They're puzzled.
Yeah. I mean, I remember responding the same way.
What'd you say, Sarah?
I felt the same way the first time I listened to that little clip of you and Ion going back and forth, and you were coughing and laughing, and and I couldn't understand, what is this? Oh, my God.
I mean, like two homeless guys living in a cardboard box.
I didn't hear
two homeless guys on a Saturday night tearing it up.
What in the world?
She reminds me of me and Garrett. Garrett and I used to do that. We go out for hours. We walk the Halifax Bridge in the middle of the night yakking at each other. That was rehearsing for Ion.
Well, I had a friend. I recommended it. He was
with bullying.
Yeah, your friend? You recommended it.
Just start talking about Ion to Pauline.
What did you say, Roxy? I started talking about what?
To Pauline.
Almost at the end of the interview, you start talking about Ion to Pauline, and she was, like, very cool, very, very relaxed listening.
Yes.
She didn't freak out, and I like that, because if you are talking about this, listening to everything possible with all your
judgment.
Being.
Yeah.
Every possible way you can. I think it will be...
No, wait, Susanna. Rossi's pointing out, I tested her deep listening, and she passed. She did well. She heard the new the new knowledge, the new song.
Cool. Well, I was just going to tell you that my sister... Also, listen to you talking and going on Carolyn's show not too long ago, and she is still on all the products, so yay, you passed her test.
But how could me and Ion talk at Carolyn's show?
You weren't, no, it wasn't Ion, it was just you.
Right, and she was taking Carolyn seriously, and she didn't get thrown by me. Well, that's
she
good.
Didn't get thrown by you, yeah. But I did have a friend. I wanted him to listen to one of the recordings about UFOs, and I asked him, I go, well, did you listen to it? He goes, oh, no, I couldn't head on for 2 seconds. I had to turn it on. I couldn't take it. He just couldn't take your talking.
The intensity just burned his belly. Are you talking about he had me on for 2 seconds? Is that what he said? I had him on for 2 seconds.
I'm sure it was longer, but he said it was just too much. He couldn't listen to you. He said it was just too much for him. I don't think he even heard anything you said. It was just the way it was delivered.
That's right. I'm pretty intense. And then I look really good now. I'm fucking incredible now. Well, with this new computer, it's just getting better and better.
Well, maybe next week you can be on the TV, on the, what is it, the live, the video streaming on Payday?
No,
so
that's too distracting. That's too distracting.
We can see what you look like on your new computer.
It must go through Roxy's design gene or whatever she does. I couldn't let it be done.
But she just said it. She doesn't do anything.
She does something. She does something. She provides a quiet environment, a quiet, stable environment where Bobsman can feel comfortable and not threatened.
They won't let me around because I have to poke at Bob.
Yeah.
But it's like Ion affects the RNA drops. Roxy affects your video.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Roxy's my RNA. It's RXA. RXA.
Oh. Oh. You don't have to push it, Bob.
I don't have to push it?
No. That was not funny.
I'm being creative.
No.
I'm being creative, okay? Even if it's your fucking birthday, I'm allowed to fucking maintain creative velocity. I'm roaring along at 90 miles an hour. I'm not going to stop for your birthday.
And your 20th
Your lousy birthday
you're
cake.
You're going to be sleeping.
You ever had an organic birthday cake with no fucking icing, no sugar, no nothing? It's like a fucking pumpkin seed. Yeah, her birthday cake is a fucking pumpkin seed.
I made Bob popcorn for my birthday.
Yes. She made two bowls of popcorn.
Yep.
Twice. What's that? Is that Chinese?
That was my mom coming in.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Bring her on. Let's work her over.
No.
Does she have any idea who your friends are that you're talking to?
I think this is why I said that she wonders what's wrong with me.
Yeah, well, who does she think you're talking to?
She doesn't have a clue. She doesn't know why I'm on the phone so long.
Yeah, this is a modern family. They all ignore each other. Family, foundation of society. Everybody ignores each other.
No, actually, she takes great offense that I'm ignoring her by being on the phone all day on
right.
Sunday. So.
Well, Sheila, what do you have to say, Sheila? You're here. You have any ideas to interject, Sheila?
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheila.
We wish the same for you, Sheila.
Yes,
we wish the same for
you,
Sheila, but we missed it. We weren't around. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Moving on.
Yeah. Yesterday, I said to Bob, "Hey, Bob," on his show, I said, "Did you wish Sheila a happy birthday?" Oh no, I'll get to that.
I'll get around to that.
So we're getting around to it.
Hey, listen. I listen to Charlie's show. Charlie is too cliche. He's talking about freedom. I spent a week reading LaRouche, who points out the difference between freedom and something else, slack or something. And it's a fine distinction. Charlie doesn't make that thing. We're free. This is a free country. Very sloppy thinking. Let me in there. Let me on him. Let me give him a seminar. I mean, he's really mainstream. It's sad. Especially when he's so close to the real stuff. But I had a very critical mind of him because I'd been reading LaRouche, who makes very good distinctions about these terms.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, LaRouche is so good, I should get the quote. I won't do it right this second, but I'm going to get the quote over the next 5-10 minutes. He describes the world of slippage. You know how we slip from one world to another within
mm-hmm.
1 second, 5 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
He, using Platonic hypothesis, he describes it. So, I'm going to read that to you guys. Read it into the record.
Okay.
And so, he's someone you should listen to on other points, since he's the only scientist, philosopher, who's describing ionic situations.
Hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff might be too highfalutin for the audience.
Well, that's the problem. He's playing up to the... he's just a slave. He's just playing to the stupid, and the callers, there was a guy from Montreal, they're all stupid, the callers. I mean, how does he handle it? But Charlie's a megalomaniac. He said, look, you've got to support Charlie or you get out of the room. Remember that? His staff has to build him up. So he'll even have these stupid people come in as long as they're supporting him. I used to be accused of that on CKLN. I had the stupidest audience, the stupidest people. They're stupid who believe me. And they were stupid, so I've been through Charlie.
There's some callers that definitely do not support him. There's a couple that are quite verbal about that. And he lets
well,
them
I
on.
Didn't hear... I haven't heard all the callers. But the one that you were... You're not on that show, but you guys discuss Hillary and that. The callers are dumb, thick. And he has to live with that reality every day.
Mostly. Yeah, most of them are. I mean, the people he has for interviews are a bit more clued in. But
he has guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you gone to any more political rallies since that day?
No, because there's no more primaries in South Carolina.
Oh yes.
So and there some, might be there might be after possibly whoever. Well, according to Ian, it'll be Trump. So if they're coming through for campaigning after they've been nominated for the Republican or Democratic candidate, then there might be something to look at.
But when until you that listen happens, to the archives today, you'll see Ian subtly hedged his bets. He said, it's going to be Trump. It's Trump. The way things are going now.
And oh, really?
The clause. He added
oh, no.
You know that he, when Hillary wins, he's going to say, we told you 453,678 times that Hillary wins. He'll say that. And everybody will just, yeah, that's right. Yep. Ian called it right again. You watch.
Or he'll say, no, in World 1080 it happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Hillary won in two worlds, and we all shifted you over to those two worlds, and you're not in the other world that Charlie works in, that Obama won in, or whoever this guy is, Trumpy. The best word for him is Trump-leal. He is a Trump-leal.
Yeah, that was clever.
Now, you haven't seen him, right? You didn't go see him a rally of him.
No, we went to a Trump rally. We actually went to two. Very entertaining.
Yeah, I died laughing watching the tape from last weekend after they tried to assassinate him. A guy from ISIS attacked him, and he's gesturing, showing what he did. He says, I may not have won, but I was ready to punch. And he punches the air in front of the crowd. You know, he's boxing, getting ready to be attacked. But
where was that? Which rally was that? It wasn't.
Okay, he
Chicago
was attacked.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, Chicago he canceled, so he talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to Cleveland, and that was nice. Then they went to Dayton, and it was in Dayton last Saturday that this guy that they found out later was a member associated with ISIS attacked the stage, but the security just whopped him to the ground like a sack of potatoes.
Hmm.
Yeah, he described
Gosh, I missed that.
That. We played it. If you listen to What Youth from Tuesday, I played that part. You can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the What Youth of last Tuesday. And you can hear you can hear Trump describing what happened when the guy attacked him. It's going to be so great when he's president. If he gets there, it's going to be pretty neat.
I think
he's
so,
gonna,
too.
He's going to announce that he's king. He's going to, make Obama be the last president. That's that. Didn't work. We have to try something else. We're going to have to make more and more millionaires. That's his program. We need more rich people.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm one of them. We're the richest people going. We're the top of his list. And I asked Ian, what will Trump think of, during his regime, Coldplay will be released, new medicines, living water. I said, what will he think of it? And Ian said, he's going to be delighted. He's going to be delighted. He'll be inviting me and Carol over. We'll have to say, no, sorry, we've gone stealth. We can't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the Secret Service already know where you live, Bob, so wouldn't be a stretch.
Well, not only that, there's now, when I come home from the beach, there's always this fucking guy comes along. He drives in through the gate every time, every day. He's there and he waves at me. He forced me to talk to him the other day. He introduced himself, and I knew he's the guy who lives down the house that works for the Homeland Security and watches us. Now he's starting to make overtures to me. He's going to ask me to come over and meet his kids soon. And that's when push comes to shove, because I'm not going over to meet his kids. I'm going to take his hand, I'm going to shake it, and I'm going to say, I'll never worship in your church. I'll never worship in your church.
Well, I guess they're not being too subtle now then, huh?
No, it's getting, well, we're surfacing so strong now, they've got to, like, jump in on the first floor. They're getting desperate. We're breaking free from their assumed dominant position. They thought they were looking down at us. Now we're looking down at them. So they're getting all friendly.
Well, Carol's retired now, so I can't help you there.
You're what? Retired, did you say?
Carol is retired now, so I can't help you there.
The phone blipped it out, but you're talking about your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching some TV, today. House of Cards, lots of security because, you know, they're present and wife and that. And I kept thinking of your friend. So you didn't do that anymore. We can talk about it now? Can we talk
January.
About it?
I don't know. Probably not.
What
do you think?
She had a great experience with someone we know. Pretty interesting thing. No, I mean, you know, our buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it led to the Polish air crash.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Polish cabin
half of the Polish government dying. Yeah.
Yeah. So did she marry somebody a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 3 years ago, I think.
And how old was she when she retired?
54.
Oh, young, 54. Like, they're not allowed to go longer?
Yeah, but she was just tired.
I also was thinking about her. Right. When Trump was talking about how great his security was, he was really praising the people. I thought about her. Tell her. She's been in my thoughts for 5 years now.
I will let her know. It'll warm her heart.
Yes. Well, we have Angela here, you know, Sheila. She was here.
Okay.
No, she had to go.
So how did you do that?
10 minutes ago.
Did you call her, Chad? Did you bring her in?
Yeah, I called her and then called in on a conference call.
Now, Chad, didn't you notice that she fell back into her old patterns of talking about all the other people she's learning from and not engaging Ion? Did you notice that?
Yeah, she's not really asking questions, as much as other people do. So
she doesn't ask questions. She just brags about what other
more
stuff she's doing.
I don't know if it's bragging. I think she's just bringing it for show and tell with Ion and see if Ion spits it back up or not.
Right.
Just a different way. Like earlier, someone was talking about questions and question marks and things like that. So I think she has a different way of presenting herself to Ion. It's like not question-based. It's more like she goes on display, and then if Ion beats it down, then she knows to leave it alone. She doesn't come and say, like, why and what and how.
She did say, she eventually said it like she always did. She said, well, I'm waiting for you people to catch up to me. That's what she said. She's always announcing she's super ascended compared to us.
Yeah, she did. Is that what you mean by she slipped back into the old way she
was? Yeah, the old personality.
Yeah, I noticed that, the one-upmanship.
Yeah.
That's what she does. With everybody.
Yeah.
Says it to
with
me.
Everybody.
But I got to say, like, in 2010, or was it even earlier? No, it was 2011. She mentioned that Donald Trump was going to be the next president after Obama. So she does have some kind of ability to be a bit further. Yeah. And I went, no fucking way. Bullshit. That is not going to fucking happen.
Why would she even know about Trump?
Back then, I have no idea.
Well, he ran, 2008? Didn't he run briefly? Yeah, he did for the Democratic nomination. Yeah.
Ran?
Did he?
He never entered the race officially, did he?
Yep, he did, to get the nomination, the Democratic nomination.
Well, you know who I give credit to? I picked up on the right columnist. I started reading out this columnist, you know, a year ago. And on October 23rd, 2015, we went over it, I think, on What Youth. Alan Cabal told the world that Trump will be the next president. He said that last October. I think that's
Cabal.
Most of the journalists, all the journalists. September, and then Cabal announced that Trump will be the next president. And he does a very good column on it. So, We, therefore, have to see what he says today. So, I don't know what the column's about, but it's titled, You Can't Be Neutral. And it's titled, Kill or Be Killed, Eat or Be Eaten. So let's see what he says. Here he's got, you know, he could start bragging. I told you, Trump, so is he bragging? So let's see what he says. He says, The world's on fire, and the American left has gone completely insane. The George Soros-funded organizations MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter are racial arsonists intent on triggering a good old-fashioned African-style race war in this country a la Rwanda. Now, last week, that was what Trump was funny about. He went on about MoveOn.org and making fun of them because they caused the riot in Chicago or the cancellation. So here is Cabal following the Trump line and ridiculing MoveOn. MoveOn.org. So then, a la Rwanda. So then he says, the Nazis are drooling over the prospect and laughing all the way to the beer hall. Now that's the subcultures Ion's talking about, okay? This is what he's talking about. The subcultures are waiting for fucking race war and civil war to happen. That's what the subcultures are going to hijack. And so he calls them the Nazis. The Nazis are drooling over the prospect of this race war in the United States and laughing all the way to the beer hall. The problem with Black Lives Matter's strategy and tactics is that in a race war, your skin is your uniform. You don't get to choose sides. You can't be neutral. It's kill or be killed, eat or be eaten. Outnumbered and outgunned, these social justice warriors, I guess he says as they call themselves, that's in quotes, these social justice warriors, as they call themselves, could wind up mopping floors and scrubbing toilets in the various FEMA camps gathering dust around this vast and glorious former republic of ours. Former republic. And so he's saying that they're going to all be put away in concentration camps. Then there's a quote. This location was chosen for its isolation and its scenic beauty. So he's talking about a FEMA camp. It's better than that filthy ghetto you just burned down. You should thank us. Here, have a condom. Use it. Now, that's what fucking Ion quoted an hour ago. You guys heard it.
Yeah.
Right? He went, here, yeah. Have a condom. He knew I was going to read this fucking thing. I didn't know I was going to read it. He said that. You're here, Dave. You heard it, Dave, right? He says, here, have a condom. Dave,
he said it to the Pope.
Yeah. Here, have a condom. Use it. Okay. So then... That's what the police forces, the subcultures will say to the Black Lives Matter people, the social justice warriors, as they lose the race war and get put up into the camps. He then says, so far the 21st century has been pretty good for the Nazis. They're a patient bunch. I've been keeping an eye on their internet activities since about 1995. And we talked about that one when he interviewed me. That's partly why I guess he was interested in May Brussels stuff. Blocked from mainstream, largely Jewish-owned media outlets, these Nazis were early adapters to the World Wide Web, replacing their often crude, zine-like samizdat publications. That's what Dave, right here, dealt with. What's his name up in Toronto?
Zundel.
Yeah, Dave took on the Nazi guy in Toronto who put out a crude, zine-like samizdat. So these media outlets on the Internet replaced their often crude, zine-like samizdat. That's Russian underground stuff. Samizdat publications with slick, well-produced websites. The smart ones dump the whole skinhead bomber jacket tattoos Doc Martens affectation quite a while ago. They've evolved. Now, you see this in the top TV show they're saying now is O.J., The People versus O.J. Simpson. And they're presenting this guy, Mark Fuhrman, who's the cop, who found the glove and many people think planted all the evidence against O.J., the black lawyer interviews him. And Mark Fuhrman, the character, is very sane and normal. But the black guy says to his colleagues, don't have him on the stand. This guy's a very polished Nazi. He's got Nazi paraphernalia at home. Well, we don't know that, but it shows us that, but nobody else knows it. So he's describing Mark Fuhrman, the black lawyer, saying these guys are slick, exactly the way Cabal is doing it. Maybe Cabal is watching the show and getting his ideas there. So he says they've evolved. Now it's all about khaki dockers and polo shirts. They look like real estate salesmen, scrupulously normal and respectable. There are a lot more of them than you think. You probably know one or work with one. It's a safe bet that there are as many Nazis as homosexuals in this country. They've developed a pretty arch sense of humor. I find Nazis with a sense of humor pretty unsettling myself.